This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
It's the best weekend of the year for Eddie Olczyk. He gets to do a Stanley Cup playoff game, and then it's the Kentucky Derby, and he joins us because it's Friday. The best weekend of the year, right, Eddie?
Eddie-o.
What a weekend, BJ. How are you?
All right.
We're good. We just talked to Wayne Gretzky at the Derby. We're going to get your pick, but not till the end, just so fans can wait.
Hold on a second. First of all, you're dropping names. Second of all, are you rubbing it in a little bit because he's at the Derby or what?
Oh, he was having a great time, Eddie. He was having a great time. He didn't ask for you, though. I don't know why.
No, I don't think 99 even knows who in hell I am.
Oh, come on. Don't say that.
He watches you all the time on NBC. I know that. He loves the game. He's always watching games.
He knows he's a broadcaster, though, not a player. Would you just insult him? Why don't you?
Oh, gosh. How are you? Everything all right?
Yeah, we're good.
Eddie's ready to move on.
I know. All right, let's start with the where you finish, Rangers Capitals. And how does this three overtime game, the Rangers won it, how they won it, all the minutes their especially defensemen played, affect game four early start time tomorrow?
Something we're going to talk about, actually, Deb, in the open. So I'll give you a little appetizer. I think with this extra day off, we'll do both teams wonders, to be honest with you. I think that it'll be an opportunity for both teams to kind of catch their wind, especially a guy like Ryan McDonagh. If you had to come back tonight, you know, you'd wonder what you got. I mean, you would really have to stretch your bench out and everything else. I think the extra day really came in large after the triple overtime game. So, we might see a little bit of an effect in an afternoon game, but to me, I think the extra day will really do wonders, so I don't think it'll be as big as maybe some people might think.
Hey, Eddie, in your career, and you played a long time in the National Hockey League, did you ever play in one of those long overtime games? What was it like for you bouncing back if you did play in one of those?
Yeah, with double overtime, that's the farthest that I ever got, EJ, so I never got an opportunity or a privilege really to get into a triple overtime type of game. But I mean, you really concentrate on keeping your shifts really short. In the overtime, you're making sure that you're hydrating and you're feeding up a little bit and everything else. So I think for the most part, you shorten up your shifts and you understand with the long change. And we saw that last night come into play last night in the Philly-Jersey game, even though it was the first overtime, just a long change is you got to bite the bullet. You might have to stay out there and not take a chance of trying to make a change because you can give up an odd man situation really quick. So a lot of fun to be in them, and, you just kind of play. You don't think about anything other than just your next shift, and you know what's at stake, but you got to really make sure that you're taking care of what you need to. And, up and down and off is pretty much the saying that I remember as a player when you get out there into, first overtime, double and triple overtime.
So both teams get the day off. And what's your key for game four, and what are you looking at? Speaking of the open, whenever you're on in that open, you always have a player to look for, and he always ends up scoring the winning goal or something that you have your eye
well,
on.
Thank you for noticing.
You do. You're always right on it.
I might have to, maybe the player to watch or somebody that has a good-looking suit coming in or somebody's got a nice-looking hairdo. I mean, maybe I could get a little shift on NHL, NHL Live every once in a while. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. So give us someone to put our money on.
Oh, boy, you're putting me on the spot already, huh? I would say for Washington, it's always easy to go with Alexander Ovechkin, but, I thought Alexander Semin really had some opportunities and a puck just bounced over his stick where he might have been in all alone. Puck rolls on him a little bit. I'm going to say Semin tomorrow afternoon. I'm going to say that he's going to have a big game, and I would expect it to be the same way it's been, Deb. There's been 2-1, 3-2, 1-0, those type of scores. And both teams, it's tough to get shots through, but I think Alexander Semin's got an opportunity to have a big game tomorrow afternoon.
All right, Eddie, let me give you a chance to blow your own horn here a little bit, because I remember start of the season we were talking about, who's going to have a good season. We all had our little thoughts about this team or that team, but I remember you were talking about the LA Kings a lot, and you really liked their team, and, we got to go at you a little bit and have some fun with you when the Kings were struggling and not scoring a lot of goals and changing coaches, but they have turned things around, and right now, when you look at them, they look like the best team in the playoffs. Give me your thoughts on the LA Kings so far with a 3-0 lead over St. Louis.
Yeah, you know, I think EJ is we go back to the move by Dean Lombardi of, you know, giving up a real good defenseman in Jack Johnson, but getting a need. And I think just the addition of Jeff Carter, I think, sent a real strong message. And I also remember we talked about it as, I think, you know, bringing up King and Nolan, you know, you got some guys that can skate and got some heaviness and some big bodies. And you knew that you're going to get great goaltending from Jonathan Quick. But the way that they're playing right now, I mean, they are a freight train. I mean, they are a freight train out of control. And being up 3-0 in the prior round and now being up 3-0 over St. Louis, I mean, I didn't expect either one of those scenarios, but I really felt that they were the most dangerous team come playoff time. And I think Daryl has pushed all the right buttons, that being Daryl Sutter. And I like their team. I like their team a lot. And, you know, they're going to give... You know, I mean, can St. Louis come back? Yeah, absolutely. We've seen it. But, I mean, it's going to be really, really difficult. And I think, you know what, I think they really learned a lot from the prior round when they had a 3-0 lead and missed the opportunity to take Vancouver, you know, right out of it and then have to travel there. So I expect them to play as good as they can and then this series on Sunday night. Now, there's another series that gets a couple of days in between. St. Louis has got to sit around and think about it, and L.A. is, you know, getting rested. But I think L.A. is certainly playing as well as they played all season long, and I'm not surprised to see them on the brink of getting to the conference finals.
Okay, Eddie, so as soon as your game is over, we're off to the Kentucky Derby on NBC.
Now I'm going to try to do my best so that it's in regulation, so, you know, we
yes.
don't have to, you know, we're not crossing over into the Derby, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to try to do my best.
We're good, right? We're good with that. Now, Wayne Gretzky has given us the forecast. It is thunder and lightning already there today, so you have a mutter for
that's
us?
That's what we want.
That's what I heard.
I'd like tomorrow, if the track is off, meaning any kind of moisture in there, any rain, mud, sloppy, wet fast, I'm going to go to number 16, and I'm going to go to El Padrino, if the track is wet. And I think that this horse, he loves the mud, and he will move up a bunch of lengths. I think Union Rags is going to run well regardless, but if the track is wet, I'm going with number 16. And that would be back-to-back years for the number 16, because last year, of course, Animal Kingdom won the Derby last year. So
Eddie's,
I'm looking for 16.
Eddie's number, 16.
That's right.
That's
just
right.
Just happens to be number 16.
That's right.
All right,
I remember it well.
We're looking forward to it. We'll see if you're right. We'll talk to you again after.
Can't wait. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks,
fun,
Eddie. Enjoy.
Love what you hear. It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.